The new picture book, My Powerful Hair, explores a painful topic, the abuse of Indigenous children in the early 1900s and its after effects. But it does so from the perspective of a child who celebrates as her hair grows longer and is interwoven with her memories. Carol Lindstrom is the author of My Powerful Hair. She is Anishinaabe Métis, as well as a citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band of Ojibwe, and she joins me now. Carol, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Also joining us is Steph Littlebird. She's a member of Oregon's Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, and she did the gorgeous illustrations. Welcome to you as well, Steph.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Carol, let's start with you. The title of the book is striking, My Powerful Hair. I mean, so many of us have grown up ashamed of our natural hair, but as you say in the book, Indigenous children have a really brutal history. Many were forced to cut off their hair. Yet, First Nations people believe their hair holds strength.
Well, Indigenous peoples, it's something that I didn't know growing up because my grandmother was forced to Indian boarding school. And so the hair, which was a big part of our culture and who we were and a part of our identity, was removed. My mom had short hair and she kept my hair short too. You know, I didn't understand it when I was a child, but now, of course, I do know what it was from, the boarding school and the short hair and how, my, you know, wild Indians, all those things that my mother would say, you look wild. So I couldn't have long hair when I was a child. Today, there's a lot of things in the news. I've seen stories of young Indigenous boys having their braids cut when they're, you know, in school by other children or even by teachers. And that's a very important part of their our identity is our hair and that connection to each other. There is usually a relative, a very close relative that braids the hair. And so that love that passes between the hands of the braider, you know, and the hair. Also, the hair, you know, our hair holds memories. It's almost like a scrapbook, you know, a living scrapbook of everything we've done. Every person we've met, every lived experience is really in our hair. And so if you think about it that way, it makes you not want to cut your hair. It makes you want to keep all those moments that you were with your relatives and, you know, maybe loved ones who passed on.
And you tell this so beautifully in the picture book. And I have to say, the stories, the memories are beautifully brought to life by Steph Littlebird, who I want to bring into the conversation. Steph, this is your first picture book that you're illustrating. How did you become involved in the project?
Well, I was just lucky enough that Carol and the publisher came across my work and approached me and, you know, the opportunity to work with Carol, especially, you know, with her history as an amazing author already with We Are Water Protectors. It was just like an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
You use such gorgeous colors in the book, with one exception, the pictures of the boarding school. Can you talk about how you use your art to tell the story?
Yeah, so for me, this story is not only a historical story, but it's a family story. And, you know, with relatives and people from my community who have experienced their own trauma in the Indian boarding school system, because where I come from in Oregon, that's actually home to the longest running boarding school in the country, which remains open to this day. And so, you know, that decision to take the color out of that particular spread from the book was a way to signal how life and trauma can sort of suck away those joys that we have because, you know, those negative experiences, they stay with us and they become part of our memories too. And so it's a way to emphasize the experience of that moment in the book.
Yeah. And even just hearing you say that, it's painful on so many levels. And I think also scary when one thinks about having family members forcibly taken from you as Native children were sometimes at gunpoint. Some of them never returned to their families. Yet both of you in words and images I feel like you tell this story without it being scary for children. I want you to just talk about that and how you managed to do that. Let's start with you, Carol.
One thing that I guess is I find challenging about picture books, and what also why I love to write them, because writing picture books for young people is more about what you don't say than about what you do, because, you know, I have to be very conscious of there's an illustrator that's going to do artwork. So there are a lot of words that I don't have to say or use, or I could say them in a more gentle manner. Words can be kind of harsh, you know, kind of like if you think texts, when you get a misunderstood text between a friend. You know, I think words sometimes, if the tone and all that isn't there, they can, you know, can be hurtful. So, yeah, so I think when I do say words about this, and I do love the challenge of stories where there's a big, deep, heavy subject matter, but yet you have to make it accessible. And that's where I always think, well, do I need to say this? How can the illustrator's artwork depict it so a child could understand it but not be frightened by it? And that's where Steph comes in.
Steph, did Carol tell you this? Like, did you feel like, oh, you know, there's a lot that's not being said and my illustrations need to say that? Like, talk to me about, you know, how you came to this.
Yeah, I think I was really putting myself in the place of the reader when I was making these illustrations, and children can get it really easily. And it's even in that spread that we're talking about at the boarding school, when the hair is being cut, it's really just an image of the child and their braid being cut and a hand, right? You don't even have to show the full person for the idea of someone having their hair cut forcibly to be translated an image. And so same as what Carol was doing, is really thinking about what's the most important parts of these experiences to communicate and that will resonate with a reader. And so, you know, that was my responsibility as translating Carol's story, was to honor this history, which, you know, is really violent in many ways, but to depict it in a way that a child can understand and empathize with, I think. You know, that's really the most important part.
I feel like the other thing you both did so wonderfully, you know, and I think for in many non-white cultures, hair is a place of shame. And, you know, in reading this book, my own daughter looked at it and was just gushing at how beautiful everybody's hair was in it. And then she said to me at the end, "Mama, when you braid my hair, are you full of love like that too?" And I feel like your book just crossed many cultures, but helped my daughter understand how much we can learn from Native peoples. And so I wonder, like, was empowering part of this project? Did you want young Indigenous children to feel proud of themselves and their hair?
Oh, yes, 100%. Empowering, I think, because I didn't have any power when I was young. I grew up in a different time, and, you know, picture books that we didn't have all the, you know, wonderful representation that we have nowadays, you know, with Native people. So anytime I saw myself or Native peoples in books, we were always just stereotyped, or I was ashamed of who I was. You know, we were savages or wild Indians, and, you know, even in books I loved, you know, so I struggled so much with that. And so now that I'm fortunate and great, you know, very, very fortunate that I could do this for my job, I want to make always sure that children feel empowered always, no matter what race they are or national, whatever they are, wherever they come from, always feeling empowered by who they are, never being ashamed of being who they are, whatever difference that may be, because those differences are our beauty, you know? So, yeah, that's really important to me when I write. And I know it's important to Steph too.
Last words to you, Steph.
Yeah, I would just say that all of my work as an Indigenous creative is really, like, centered on uplifting our community, because we have face so many sort of historical traumas and ongoing problems. And so growing up as a young person, I was hungry for representation of Indigenous people that was positive and uplifting, and it just didn't exist really. And so I think both Carol and I feel called to fill that gap and to create positive and uplifting content for our community that also resonates with other people, because pride and taking positive views of yourself is something that we're not always taught, but it's something that we can communicate to children and is so important as a value and a skill set. And so, it's just like an honor to be able to do that with my work, really.
Well, there isn't a single stereotype in this book. The book is My Powerful Hair. It's a children's book, and we've been speaking with the author, Carol Lindstrom, and the illustrator, Steph Littlebird. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.